Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I will tell you that when we reconvene the United States Senate, I thank the members in both political parties for staying at their post, coming back to work, and completing the peaceful transfer of power.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke to students at Georgetown University about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. With former President Donald Trump seeking a potential run in 2024, Pence has spoken out about the dangers of the assault on the Capitol. This comes a week after the Select Committee investigating those attacks announced they will be seeking Trump's testimony. New evidence aired at the hearing reveals the former president knew what kind of violence would occur. The Environmental Protection Agency is celebrating 50 years of the Clean Water Act, first passed in 1972. At a press conference in Cleveland, EPA Administrator Michael Regan discussed how the Cuyahoga was one of many rivers to serve as a catalyst for this legislation.
Like too many waterways across our country in the 1950s and 60s, the Cuyahoga River had fallen victim to years of unchecked pollution. I'm talking about the days when our rivers were treated as nothing more than dumping grounds.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned after 44 days in office. This comes after a proposed tax-cutting budget rocked financial markets in the UK.
We set out a vision for a low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit. I recognise, though, given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected.
While speaking among numerous local and congressional leaders in Pennsylvania about new infrastructure projects, President Joe Biden spoke about Republicans changing views of the Build Back Better infrastructure bill.
Let's get something straight. We managed to get some Republicans to vote for this, 13 in the House and 19 in the Senate. And I'm truly grateful for them. I mean it sincerely. But a whole lot more voted against it, but are taking credit for it now.
In the debate for governor of Oklahoma, candidate Joy Hoffmeister described some of the issues people will be considering when voting in the November midterm elections.
Education is on the ballot. Our rural communities are on the ballot. Freedom is on the ballot to make decisions for yourself and your trusted doctor.
This coming Saturday marks 10 years since Superstorm Sandy devastated the East Coast. Although cities hit by the storm have rebuilt damaged infrastructure in the decades since then, as storms increase in magnitude, it remains to be seen how effective this will be against climate change's growing impacts. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.